From Indians to cowboys, the Hollywood kind. Last week, we introduced you to Mal and Jennifer Sharp, a father-daughter radio team documenting what they call photo walls. These are the displays of pictures that you find at a lot of small businesses, snapshots of customers and employees, and the occasional celebrity patron who wanders in. Today's story in the photo wall series comes from California's high desert, a place called Pioneer Town. It holds a rich history of that old Hollywood movie staple, the Western. Now, saddle up and move them out, Jennifer and Mal Sharp.
All right, we're continuing our search for photo walls. We're actually up in the high desert in a town that used to be, well, it's a deserted movie set from the 40s. And there's a structure in front of us called the Pioneer Bowl. What is this place doing here?
Well, actually, they shot a lot of Westerns here in the 1940s.
Yeah.
And so they built this bowling alley for the cast and crew so that they had somewhere to hang out at night.
And it's still operating.
It actually still is, yeah.
Okay. All right, we're walking inside now.
Pulling open this big heavy door.
Oh, there's a bell.
Yeah. Oh, my God, there's a bowling alley in here as well as a bar.
Diamond.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Hi. Good to see you.
Okay,
good
you're Diamond?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
The guy beside you is?
This is Ernie.
Hi, Ernie.
Hi there. How are you doing?
And Valerie, you're the owner?
I'm the owner.
Okay, let's walk over and look at some of the photos, okay?
We're right with you.
There's tons of pictures up here. That big picture hanging over the bar.
That is Roy Rogers throwing the first ball in Pioneer Town.
Throwing the first bowling ball.
Right over here on lane one.
Yeah,
and
look,
to the 100 people watching, he bowled a strike.
In cowboy boots. Let me get a picture of this. This is great.
Unless I miss my guest, in this photo right over here, that's a really famous guy.
Well, that's actually one of our locals. His name is Harvey Legrone and his wife, Monica.
I swear I thought it was Gabby Hayes.
He looks very much like Gabby Hayes.
Is there any picture of Gabby Hayes in here?
I think that's Gabby sitting on the other side of Dale Evans and Roy Rogers. I'm going to confirm with Ernie. He's the expert. Ernie, this is Gabby Hayes up here, isn't it?
Yes,
come over here, Ernie, for the confirmation.
That is Gabby Hayes.
Yeah.
And he was everybody's sidekick. He was Roy Rogers' sidekick, Wild Bill Elliott.
We named a sandwich after him. We had the Gabby Hayes sandwich, which was, I think it was just a grilled cheese.
Okay, then in the next photo up here, let's move over here.
That is, I believe, Gene Autry with Champion and Champion Jr.
A lot of people won't know who Champion is.
Well, that was Gene Autry's horse, Champion the Wonder Horse.
That's him.
Yes, yes.
Was it always one horse,
yes.
Do you think?
Yeah, Champion was, there were several Triggers, but there was only one Champion.
Trigger was Roy's horse.
Yes, yeah.
And that's that Jennifer is moving some chairs. We found another.
Hi. There's a
moving chair sound effect. Do that one more time.
All right. Who's that up there?
Cactus Kate, who used to wear a fake nose in town and dress up. She's a real character.
Did the moviegoers know that she wore a prosthetic nose, you know, Diamond?
Well, she wasn't really in the movie. She was just one of the local color here. Here she is with Shorty Criswell on horseback robbing, who would they be robbing? The tourists, so.
Yeah, she was just hanging out in her fake nose.
I wonder
how. Looks like she might not have any teeth.
No, she took her teeth out.
She took her teeth out.
Yeah. You can see that in this photo down here, that her teeth are missing?
Well, she just has that look of somebody who has no teeth.
She does. She does.
She was actually the wife of the man who built the bowling alley.
This is thick. This sounds like a weirder town the more we're here.
Oh, it gets weirder as it goes on.
Now in the picture next to that.
This is Roy. He's hanging up a wanted poster, and he's using his gun as a hammer, which I personally would not do that, but somebody thought that was a good idea.
Jennifer and I really want to thank you. Ernie, thanks for hanging out with us.
Quite all right.
Diamond, you have a great power of description.
If you want to come up and bowl on a wooden bowling alley, this is the place to come.
Diamond Braverman of Pioneer Town, California. Jennifer and Mal Sharp continue their search for interesting photo walls. Their next stop, a marionette theater in Los Angeles, and you can get a sneak peek at that and see photos from Pioneer Town at our website, npr.org.
And we'll settle down out in Pioneer.